That's all we ask. Song a day. There goes Doobie Brothers. 93.7 The River. Dog and Joe show coming up. More rounds of Lickus and Win. We got to talk about this. I'm sitting here reading this, and I don't know who this guy is. Joe acts like this guy's like a household name. I'd never heard the name before until today. This guy is Paul Oakenfold. He became the first ever artist to play Stonehenge.
Nowadays, I don't know if he's that big of a household name, but he was the giant DJ that kind of began the DJ movements, if you will. He was like the first real big one.
And when we say DJ, we're not talking about us, what we do. We're talking about club DJs, you know?
Wicka, wicka, wicka.
Yeah, that's all the thing now, man. These DJs make tons of money, and they hook up with bands, and they go around, and they do tours, and all the kids, they want the hot DJ, and they go from club to club to club, and everyone wants to be inside the club, and they make tons of money.
Many years ago, when I was working back in Chicago, that's when what do they call it? Chicago bass, the house bass music, that doom, doom, doom. That's when all the raves and techno and that bass and that house music was all taken off. And Oakenfold was one of the big guys that kind of originated and started it. And he's led to the Avicii's and all the other big names that are out there.
I know nothing about this, except the only reason I talk about it, I don't know who he is or what he does, and if I heard one of his mixes or whatever, I wouldn't know it from anything else. But he's the first guy to play Stonehenge, and it says here, according to him and others, even the Rolling Stones and other bands have tried, but none of them could succeed until him.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the one that found the story.
I don't know why the others couldn't succeed or why they didn't make it through. But
why did they let him play?
He is like a historian kind of a guy, too, which is something I didn't even know about this dude until I read this article. He likes to go to all these great...
You did read this article?
Yeah.
And the stuff you do choose to read. That's what... all the news that goes on, all the stuff that comes across our tables or we have access to, this is what you chose to read.
Well, I found it really impressive. I mean, I didn't think you were even allowed to touch Stonehenge. You know what I mean? I thought you could kind of walk up and get near them.
What the freak is even Stonehenge, really? Before we go to this,
you know what Stonehenge is.
I know that it's the rocks and the monolith or whatever they call this thing, but why is it there? Why does it exist? I mean, how old? What's the purpose of it? A bunch of rocks stacked up in a formation. What does it mean?
It's like I guess it would be the first ever meeting place. I don't know if you would call it a religious meeting place or like
kind of like a sacred area.
Yeah. Okay. They're not sure if it was done for like religious practices, if it was done for viewing of stars. They're not 100% sure what
old.
It's there for. It's super, super old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And isn't it true too? Some people believe Stonehenge may have been created by aliens.
Absolutely. Could be a doorway. Could be a gateway, they say.
Oh.
They're not sure exactly what it was there for.
Okay. But it's there and it's all those creepy rocks and they're all formed in circles and all this stuff. It's just
a
weird.
A big tall circle in England with the big giant rocks that stand up straight. Some of them have rocks laying on top of them.
Yeah.
It looks real weird.
It's just real weird.
Very cool looking.
And I guess this is over in England what they would call, you know, sacred ground. And they're very choosy as to who they let play this thing. But why him? Because you say he's a historian. Well,
yeah.
Why did they let this guy do it that no one knows of?
So he goes and he does all this crazy stuff. Like back in 2003, so a long time ago, he played on the Great Wall of China.
Wow.
Then he did, he went to Everest and played like at the base camp at Mount Everest.
Jesus Christ.
He just does all this real crazy stuff. I think he played at the pyramids one time over in Egypt. He's like a historian that likes to play at all the big landmarks.
Okay. So he sold out like the Forum and he sold out Madison Square Garden. He sold out all the big concert venues. So now what he's doing is forcing people to go to the base camp of Mount Everest and go to Stonehenge because he's already made all his money selling out large, respectable venues.
I can't imagine getting him to go to the base camp at Everest, but yeah, that's what he's doing.
Oh, I thought you said that's where he played.
Yeah, I know he did, but I said I can't imagine getting people to travel to that.
Yeah.
That would be cold.
I mean, so this guy's just doing this to do it. He wants to play these landmark places.
Yeah.
And then he records records and he sells them and people go crazy because he's been there.
I can't believe he's still out doing it the way that he is. You know, I mean, he's old. He's got to be old now.
I can't believe you know who this guy is. I can't believe you read the article. I can easily believe I've never heard of him. I've never heard this name before in my life. Paul Oakenfold.
Yeah. I may have been a little more into this scene than most, as I worked for one of my first stations.
May have been.
Techno and Dance,
one
station I worked for. So he was a huge artist on that station.
Prince Albert, don't you find that funny? Is that the comedy of the story that Joe, you know what Joe looks like.
I know what Joe looks like.
Yeah. Joe working at a techno and dance station.
That is Kid Rock? Wasn't that your rock kid?
They called me Kid Stone,
Kid Stone!
Yes.
Oh!
Wigga Wigga Wigga.
Yes, baby. Kid Stone.
Kid Stone, yeah.
I rocked it. I really did. I had the beats.
Yeah, you were not club DJ.
I did a little bit, but I was not good at it, no.
You were trying to scratch and mix.
I actually hung out with them, but I was not very good. But I did play in a club. I played in that Excalibur club one time.
Yeah, but you were actually behind turntables doing that.
Once.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to hear
now,
that.
Now,
I would
now,
love to see that.
Was I behind turntables doing it good?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because I remember a morning here on the River turntable when you came over here, and it was that is as if you were holding something forward that you've never seen, and you broke the turntable.
Okay, because I've admitted to that to the boss already. Yes, I did break the turntable.
Yeah, I can't believe you, of all people, spent any amount of time behind a booth at a club being a club DJ.
These turntables that I was allowed to work on didn't look like that one. There was like two of them, and I was only allowed to touch them one time, and all I got to do was scratch and play with it a little bit. But I did get to do it.
Wow, you know what we got to do, Albert? Maybe we can get some turntables that are absolutely worthless, like from a garage sale, and we'll bring them in here, and we'll plug them in your room, and Joe can recreate some of his dance discotheque magic.
I don't want to do that. No, I do not want to
see that.
Yeah,
Facebook Live it.
Albert,
after show.
If, in fact, he could give you something juicy and give you a fat, dope beat, do you think you could pin some lyrics?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
I think that's what we got to do. We got to go
Stone
back.
Kid Stone and Prince Albert. Hey! We got us a group, Dog and Joe. We got us a group now.
Hey, my buddy's name back in those days, what his handle was, what he went by, the big DJ at the time, was Jimmy Page.
You see, that's just even stupider, because there's an actual guitarist for a legitimate band that has had Stonehenge artwork on album covers named Jimmy Page.
Yeah, absolutely. That's where he took it from. Yep.
This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, so cool, man.
They let the guy play there, and now what? He's going to make records there, and he's going to, sell the music?
No, he just did his one show. You know, he's going to play the one show, and they had it all lit up. And, I mean, the picture from it looks absolutely awesome. I cannot believe that they let him do it, but... So now he's off to the next thing. Who knows? Maybe he'll play the International Space Station next.
Yeah, you might be able to see him out at a real Linda Papa Murphy's tomorrow night, too. Never heard of that guy.
Paul Oakenfold plays the moon.
Oh, yeah. That's where he